Welcome to Trans Global Wealth Clinic, where we discuss and break down how to properly manage your finances, from saving strategies and insurance to retirement planning. I'm your host, Amber.
And I'm your co-host, Brian.
Today, let's talk about tax planning. Specifically, let's go over a significant part of tax law that determines how much tax you must pay. Whether your salary is $200,000, $500,000, or even $1 million, did you know that you don't have to pay taxes on the extra money you get? How is this possible?
There are two types of income defined by tax law. One is active income, and the other is passive income. Active income is money that is earned by people, so that would include salaries, commissions, bonuses, etc. Basically what most people think of when they hear the word income. The other type is passive income, and passive income is money earned by assets or from selling assets. Money earned by assets would include, for example, bank interest, bond interest, stock dividends, rest from real estate, and so on. Selling assets would include selling stocks, selling houses, selling companies, etc. Another name for the money earned from selling assets is called capital gains. Now, the important part to understand is that federal, state, and self-employment taxes, also called payroll taxes, only apply to that first type of income, active income. It does not apply to passive income.
Okay, so higher passive income leads to more income overall with less tax proportionally. But what about active income? If my active income grows, how do my taxes change?
The payroll tax is 15.3%, and let's just simplify it to 15 for the explanation. If you're self-employed, you pay that entire 15% of your active income, whereas if you work for a company, you pay half, and the company pays the other half. The payroll tax is comprised of the Social Security tax, which makes up about 80% of the payroll tax, and the Medicare tax, which covers the remaining 20%. The Social Security tax has a maximum, which at the time of this podcast in 2024 is $168,000. If your active income exceeds that maximum, you do not pay the bigger Social Security tax. You only pay the much smaller Medicare tax. That Medicare tax can increase a little if your income is over $250,000, but only about 1%.
That was a lot to take in. Are you saying that after making a certain amount of money, you actually pay less than what another person making under that amount would be required to pay?
Right. So the main takeaway is, if your payroll tax is below $168,000, you have to pay the full payroll tax, which is 15% if you're self-employed and half if you're not. If your income is above $168,000, the Social Security tax cap, you only pay the Medicare tax, which again is roughly around 20% of that entire payroll tax.
So that's how high earners pay less in taxes. And it sounds like they use a combination of active and passive income, which isn't taxed, to compound that growth even further.
That's correct.
That's all we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in to Trans Global Wealth Clinic. Leave some comments below on topics you'd be interested in hearing us discuss in the future. Make sure to subscribe and join us next time as we continue to explore the world of financial planning.